exciting episode of National Vehicle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the twofer of free speech, because Dr. Duke and I are both going to get a program out of this recording, so it's a twofer. And support RBN by going to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, find the address to send the badly needed fundage to. In short, it's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or you can phone it in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. All right, so I'm going to be hosting the show, but I'm going
to... Oh, you're out of breath. You really had a lot to say there. You got out of breath a little bit there.
Well, I've been practicing. So I want to ask you, Dr. Duke, because I know over the past 3 years, I'm not a slouch. I've been trying to keep on top of the COVID stuff, and I've got a lot to say about it. But you really took it upon yourself to follow a variety of aspects of the COVID. And I want to start off by asking you, there have been in many countries, in England, in America, in Japan, there has been an uptick, a substantial uptick in deaths, the death rate. It depends on the country, not necessarily since 2020, in some cases since 2020, but in 2021, 2022, and it's far more in general than the reported COVID deaths. There are a lot of people who are dying, a lot more people who are dying now, and they're not dying from COVID. What's going on?
Well, that's a pretty big question, and that demands a pretty big answer. But the issue seems...
What's the data?
Well, the data shows that there are massive increases in what's called excess deaths. And excess deaths are what the normal deaths that you have per year from all causes and mortality. And so they take into account like the normal mortality rates in terms of old age. They take into account all sorts of other factors. And when you look, for instance, at factors of things such as traditional flu, which has been recorded and datarized, if you can put it that way, recorded by many different sources, and you can see the excess death rate increased during these so-called pandemics or epidemics of flu or all sorts of other issues that could happen. You can also see increase of excess death rates in terms of natural disasters in certain areas, whether you talk about volcanic eruptions or hurricanes or floods or, you know, other sorts of aspects. Even in some areas in certain parts of the world, they can categorize that in a sense of casualties from war. But excess deaths are really interested in peaceful countries of the world that have pretty much of a stabilized medical delivery system. And when you have a massive number of excess deaths, it raises many, many alarms, many, many just shocking, saying what's going on here. And one of the first worries we found a lot of this was in the excess deaths in the United States, and that was coming from the insurance companies. Now, every insurance company, and I know you've studied economics and insurance and all these other issues in your life, taught a lot about things in economics. And insurance companies, they either make money or they go broke based on how they're going to get the so-called data right. And you could explain that to it. Why don't you explain that to the audience, how that works? When they give you somebody a life insurance policy to a certain age group or a certain other group, and then they calculate the likelihood of them dying during that period in terms of the revenue gotten by the policies, mm-hmm. life insurance. Explain to that for the audience how that works, so people understand why excess deaths in certain age groups or demographics is such a big deal.
Well, this is a big deal because the insurance industry in the United States, life insurance is highly regulated. Every state has a state insurance department or something similarly named. And any policies that are going to be sold in a state, they have to show an actuarial logic, actuarial meaning statistical, where the insurance companies, what they do is they keep track of deaths, they keep track of life expectancy, and if they're going to change their rates, they have to show that they have a good reason to do so, because there are regulators who review this. It's like this in every state. So if there is an increase in the death rate, or if insurance companies find that they're paying out more in death benefits than they had expected, they can go to the insurance department and say, well, due to this new data, we request a 10 or 15% increase in premiums. So this is something it's done. It's regular, it's institutionalized, it is regulated, and what you're referring to is really very early on into not so much COVID, but vaccine era of COVID, like in 2021, you started to get these insurance companies finding that there was an increase in mortality, which of course is going to greatly impact their bottom line. If they don't get their predictions correct about death rates and life expectancy, they're going to go out of business. So this is exactly what they do.
So excess deaths, and this was shocked. I think one of the companies was Lincoln, and a big insurance company, and they were showing massive increases in excess deaths, and also they were showing massive increases in excess deaths in certain age groups that are raising a tremendous alarm, like very young people, college age people, people in their 20s and 30s and 40s, which are those ages in which your insurance policies are very inexpensive because your chance of dying is so low. And we're having massive increases in excess deaths. What Dr. Campbell was covering, Dr. John Campbell, he is actually a clinical nurse for many years. He also got his doctorate in these areas, and he instructed nurses. So he's got an incredible, good scientific background. He's written many books. He's very familiar with medical literature. Like when he talks about myocarditis, he's got a video. If you'd like to, I'd be glad to play some of his video. It's 14. We don't play 14, 15 minute videos, but in this case,
you know what? One thing you can do, you could play it at a higher speed. And
well, I don't want to do that for the air, though. It's going to be hard.
If you put it at a 25% boost, that can be. Do what you want.
Through YouTube, I can do it that way.
Yeah, YouTube. There's a wheel button. You hit the wheel button, and it gives you an option for play speed.
All right, let me see.
Or it looks like a gear button. And this is good information for all you people out there in Radio Land.
I just don't do that. Well, I do that. I've done that before in my.
I almost never do it, but I ought to do it more. Because some of these people don't talk too fast, especially. You got British people like Mark Collett. Mark Collett speaks extremely clearly, but not particularly fast. And you can put him on 25% increase in speed, and you'll understand everything he's saying, and it works out just
well,
fine.
I'm looking at it, my video issue, but I don't see where I can do that on my.
Okay, well then, play as much as you want.
All right, so here we go. Let's just go ahead and play this a little while. And but what he says is very important and considerable, and it's new for a lot of people. So here we go.
Well, welcome to today's talk, and I'm going to tell you what this is about so you can decide if you want to watch. It's Wednesday, the 26th of July. Now, if regulators around the world don't take notice of the information I'm about to give via this paper, then they are at best, in my view, negligent. At worst, they don't even want to think about it. after Moderna booster vaccines in a trial done in Switzerland.
Oh, by the way, doctor,
777 working people.
Doctor, this actually is the first video, and this is kind of a good show. This may give the reasons why we're having some of these excess deaths, by the way, or one of the good possibilities of a reason for this. This is about how where they did a major study, and he'll describe this major study where they actually examined people after they got the vaccine specifically, and examined people who didn't get vaccine, right? And then they examined the heart. They have machines that can do that, MRI and this bit, just to notice if these people had myocarditis. Now, myocarditis sometimes can have very possible damage where people might not even realize that they have it. But you can pick it up, and the conditions of the heart muscle through these different sort of access modes. And they found out that with the vaccine, there was 1 in 35 had actual damage, myocardial damage to the heart. And so I'm going to play this one first. So Kinsley's got in that order. I didn't plan to have that in that order, but this will be fine. So he's talking about a major study, and he says any medical establishment that doesn't take in these facts is being extremely negligent. Here we go.
People followed up with 777 controls. 5.1% of those who had the booster vaccine had increased troponins, indicating cardiomyocyte damage. So 5.1% increased cardiac marker damage, chemicals in the blood. 2.8% of the 777, that is 1 in 35, had vaccine-associated myocardial injury. Quite astounding and incredible. That's what this is about. If you want to watch, stick around. I think I can get through it all in about sort of, but the main point's in about 10 minutes if you want to stay. Just before we do that, we'll just look at this advert from New Zealand. Now, the advertisers in New Zealand say here, we all need to do our part, so vaccinate, stay up to date, and be an everyday hero. And they have pictures of these comic people here. And that's from sponsored by Pfizer BioNTech. Now, the idea that there's all these comic people here, I think it's Marvel Comics, doesn't really grab me, so I can only assume it's aimed at an audience, shall we say, younger than me. Some of you might consider that is quite outrageous and utterly unethical. Anyway, let's get down to the business of today, because this is really quite an impressive study by cardiologists and scientists in Switzerland.
Let me give another background for those of you listening, and it's an important note here. The people who are having the most impact of this myocardial damage, myocarditis damage to the heart muscle, and sometimes it can be permanent, sometimes it can actually be very transitory, but even if you get it and it's transitory, it's vital. He's going to talk about this. It's so vital to tell people, you know, if you had a danger to die of a heart attack, that you shouldn't do really hard exercise. And if 1 in 35 have this damage to the heart, they're risking their life to go out and play a really hard game of basketball or flag football or volleyball or anything, or go jogging or hard workout, Tabata exercises. I mean, it's just amazing. So because you have an enormously increased risk of dying from a heart attack, and these are young people, but there's no warnings about this, and this is do you have any questions about that, Dr. Stein, anything you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I do have a quick comment, and you know what he's saying is very interesting, that there's a legitimate study, and that finds 1 out of 35 people, which is a fair number. 1 out of 35.
That's a huge number in terms of medicine side effects. That's huge. Yeah.
Right, and I can't remember the sample
size.
That's a
life-threatening side effect, folks.
Yeah, if you're talking about an adverse effect, especially an adverse effect that's potentially permanently disabling or deadly, one out of 35 is enormous. And so one out of 35 people having some sort of damage to the heart, whether it's temporary or permanent, but some sort of damage to the heart from the mRNA vaccine. So that's statistical. Now, in terms of, I don't want to say hearsay, but anecdotal evidence, well, you know, last week, Bronny James, LeBron James's son, who is one of the hottest prospects for the NBA, he keeled over on the basketball court at the University of Southern California. He keeled over. Last autumn, in a Buffalo Bills game, one of their young wide receiver, I believe a wide receiver, maybe it was a defensive end, but one of their football players keeled over in the middle of the game, and they canceled the game. They've never done this. You have injuries in football all the time, but this was a heart thing, and he had to be carried off and taken to the, cardiac emergency critical care unit, and they canceled the game or stopped. Maybe they started playing it a week or two later, or I don't know. But that was unprecedented. And just speaking from my own personal experience, last autumn I was watching a basketball game, and a 20-year-old athlete, NCAA athlete, keeled over and had to be taken away on a stretcher. So these are young people. Now, I also
and last these summer, were absolutely. I mean, in my whole life, I don't think I saw a single football game, at least not until the COVID stuff and the shots. But a single football game, I saw part of a football game where there was one guy apparently had this heart issue who was also vaccinated. Yeah. But I don't think I remember one tennis player, one person that ever suffered like a heart attack. These are athletes, right? And these are people that are primary. Most of these primary athletes are in their 20s. Yeah. They're at the peak of their health. So,
I think in my many decades,
I don't think I ever saw one single case of this. And the biggest thing that killed people.
I think I heard of one case once. I can't exactly remember, but I think it happened.
Pete Maravich died of a heart attack, but that was
after he retired.
Set up, yeah.
That was after he had retired. And he had been playing with a bad heart for 20 years, and he didn't keel over.
That's right.
Right.
I mean, it's astounding. And we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people keeling over in the pitch, referees keeling over in the pitch, in soccer, which is the most popular football game in the world. Just hundreds and hundreds of, top-notch athletes who are trained cardiovascularly, they obviously anaerobically and aerobically trained to the height of health and circulation, that this is happening since the vast vaccinations taking place.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could list a whole bunch of other examples, but in the interest of time, let's press on.
All right, here we go.
Myocardial injury after COVID-19 vaccine. This is the Moderna mRNA 1273 booster. Department of Cardiology and Cardiovascular.
By the way, we should mention as well, he didn't mention it here, but both Moderna and the Pfizer are both mRNA vaccines, so-called vaccines, even though they don't do it vaccines. Say they had to change the definition of vaccine because they didn't stop the spread of the disease. And I had, as an anecdotal evidence, my secretary here has known two people, or I think it's three people, who have died from COVID after even having vaccines and boosters, which was supposed to be protecting them, right? Died. So it didn't protect them not only.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
From COVID, after even having vaccines and boosters, which was supposed to be protecting them, right, died. So it didn't protect them not only from getting the disease, it also didn't stop them from dying from the disease. So it's really, really interesting that, there's just so much data that's being hid from people.
So that's the heart damage caused by the vaccines.
Yeah, so the mRNA, whether it's Pfizer or Moderna, whether you took a Pfizer or your friends have, or whether Moderna, you're talking about the same vaccine that has very similar qualities of the spike protein and so forth, and the way the blood clotting, they've had very, very similar effects with the blood clotting in the brain. They've had similar effects with cardiovascular issues, myocarditis, pericarditis, and So this is really the main two vaccines that were produced.
Yeah. Now, the other vaccine that was given the emergency use authorization in the United States was the Johnson & Johnson. It got pulled, as I recall, it got pulled from the market a bit early, and that was because there were blood clot issues. But according to Dr. Peter McCullough, if you haven't been damaged by the Johnson & Johnson already, probably you're in the clear, because that did not use the mRNA technology. It used some sort of genetically altered viral vector, which is not a good technology either. But at least the viruses that were injected, instead of injecting mRNA into you, you were being injected with a genetically engineered virus. But your immune system probably has taken care of it already. Whereas the mRNA, which are producing or which are getting your own body to produce spike proteins, according to Peter McCullough, they're still lingering in people's bodies, creating havoc. So I thought I'd mention that. Were you going to play any more of that particular clip?
I think we can listen to some more of it. And also, this is a program where I don't have to play all the clip, and you know, I want to listen to some more of it. But also, we should mention that you and I both talked about these kind of issues. And early on, there was evidence of the myocarditis or myocarditis kind of elements, and talking about the fact there seemed to be a lot of evidence that people, and I even pointed out the CDC kept pretty good figures on this. So you could see the rate of side effects because they had a reporting system, and they said maybe 1 in 10 or 1 in 100 of the side effects were being reported. But even though they showed a massive increase in death in the first few days after the vaccine. And that was a lot of evidence that the vaccine could be doing it, because if you just take a general population of that age group or that individual who gets a vaccine, why would the numbers so go up right after the vaccine? Like today, the highest numbers, for instance, of death are serious side effects, blood clots or strokes or death of one kind or another, myocarditis problems. Many issues. Why would that be increased so dramatically and around the time of the shot and in close proximity of time to the shot? And there was if the shot's not doing it, and of course it could be different factors of the shot, maybe getting stress of the shot, that could be something that's a factor. But this is showing a massive increase in those kind of conditions. And we warned our own people about it on our show. This is an experimental vaccine. It was done in 2 or 3 months of testing. It wasn't done, the tests were not done properly. They didn't really test properly. They didn't test it, for instance, on, if they were so sure that it was safe, they didn't test it on pregnant women. I don't think they even tested it on pregnant rats, right, or animals. And by the way, the early renditions of these diseases for SARS-type viruses were abandoned. The trials for them were abandoned because the animals were losing their pregnancy. But we were making pregnant women in the military, or even wives of military personnel, and people in jobs and people in universities, young women who could very easily be pregnant or be pregnant, take this vaccine, even though I shared with the audience and you a big major study on these vaccines and how that the spike protein, which by the way mimics the COVID-19 spike protein, and it does have an impact on the body's production of these issues. And the interesting thing was that you had a tremendous number of miscarriages and other aspects, and they studied this in animals and they studied this in people, and they found that the spike protein was concentrated in the ovaries of women. Hello?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gilad Atzman says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Aspects, and they studied this in animals and they studied this in people, and they found that the spike protein was concentrated. It concentrated the ovaries of women and the testes of men, which is pretty disturbing when you think about it. So the idea that we would, you know, remember, you're old enough, I'm old enough to remember or at least know about or read about in my young life, and a little bit after it, because it's a big story, you know, the thalidomide story of when women were pregnant. And thalidomide was a drug to help them get over the nausea women would have sometimes in pregnancy. And sometimes they become violently ill, and that may contribute to a miscarriage once in a while. So they developed this drug, thalidomide, and it wasn't tested enough and wide enough and so forth. And then we had these thalidomide babies being born. And it was one of the most horrific, a whole number of horrific birth defects that this was caused. You'd have babies born with no limbs, no arms, no legs. There'd be babies born with, you know, no eyes, part of a brain. It was just half a body. I mean, it was just incredibly horrific. And so they made real strict rules about making sure that, you know, before you tested upon hundreds of millions of women and pregnant women. And, you know, how in the world can you do that without, you know, testing it on a few pregnant women that agree to it or whatever? It's impossible. Maybe that itself is a bad thing unless you test it in animals first and you have a long series of testing before you ever give it to a pregnant woman. But before you give it to potentially hundreds of millions, if not billions, of women who are at the age of pregnancy or could get pregnant, how in the world could they approve this? This is insane. And this vaccine was a very short period of testing. And the way they constructed the trials was to avoid these issues and to avoid or hiding the possibility of any issues such as these issues that have come to the fore. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'd like to raise one other issue. There's all these health issues that you've been addressing, but something else that is in the long run going to be very damaging to society is the collapse of trust in authority. And people are losing their faith in authority for very good reasons, because those people in authority are abusing their authority. They're abusing people's trust. So you had people from all, I saw a, I forgot his name, but he is a physics professor, a nuclear physics professor at the University of Illinois at Champlain, their main campus. And his expertise is nuclear power and things like that. But he also has a joint appointment with the School of Medicine. Maybe it's in radiology, I'm not sure. And I saw his channel from a couple of years ago, and he was completely shilling for these mRNA vaccines. Well, if you're going to salvage anything, any kind of reputation, any kind of reliability, people who were pushing for this need to come out and say that they were wrong. I'm not aware of hardly anybody who's doing that. Maybe there's a few people on the fringe who were saying I was wrong. But you have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we're capable of doing it. I'm capable of coming out and saying for decades I was a racial egalitarian. Now I realize that I was wrong about that. You have to be able to come out and do this. And, you know, you've had governments and other.
And by the way, we believe in equality of opportunity. It's important to us to stress that, because they always conflate equality of opportunity to equality of performance. And that's the problem, like with the quota systems and the problem of discriminating against people who are white because they're white and giving them favored treatment and lower scores to be advanced if they're black. So when we say egalitarian, we know that people are born different in all sorts of physical traits and physical abilities, innate physical abilities. Even the ability to have the biology that enables you to be a fast sprinter.
I don't want to go off on a tangent,
right.
But you know, favor equality and opportunity. But also, if you do recognize that people are different, you can make certain kinds of allowances. You can make adjust your policies in certain ways to benefit the people who might be left behind. But if you're going to just say, oh, everybody is equal, and so if this group scores poorly on tests and fails tests, well, then you've got to give them $1 million. I mean, that's insane, and that's where we're at now. But anyway,
it's just the idea. There's a very simple idea in education, and I've seen this a lot around the world, and in many places around the world. China has a policy like this, that you group kids by their abilities, and it becomes very apparent to teachers. It becomes very apparent who the bright children are, and through the test, how quickly they pick up the math, how quickly they pick up the language skills, writing skills, reading skills, comprehension skills, and these kinds of things.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense to put in almost semi-challenged children in with geniuses. But, when you do that, to a general classroom and you don't separate them by their abilities, you're hurting the faster kids who are going to get bored because they're not doing challenge, and you're going to hurt the more challenged kids because they can't keep up, and then they lose all hope, right?
But let's not get off topic. All I was trying to say is...
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to say that because when you say you're anti-egalitarian, the implication for people is you're racist and you don't want to give people a chance. You know?
Well, the point I was trying to make was I have made mistakes in the past. Mistakes, I think, were significant. And to the extent I've made these mistakes and I recognize them, I'm willing to admit them. I know you are as well.
Oh, yeah.
This is the problem we have, is there's going to be a complete collapse of authority. Nobody is going to believe anything. The mantra will be, if they lied to us about this, then they must be lying about everything. And right. That's not a good direction for society to go in.
I think that they're lying selectively, and they don't want to lie about everything, except for the fact that, you know, for certain objectives. But they certainly want to lie in the wars that they want to promote us to be in. They want to lie for one reason or another about the big pharma, which they make a lot of money from, and their media makes a lot of money from. They want to lie about certain social maneuvers, which I think they're trying to weaken society by and weaken us, which is a different people than themselves. It's exactly. I mean, I think there's a reason about what they lie about and why they lie about certain things.
Right. Okay. Well,
let's continue this video then for a second. Okay.
Yep. Continue the video, and then we've got some other places we got to visit.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Killer Research Institute of Basel in Switzerland, of course. Now, this is published in the European Journal of Heart Failure. It's an open access journal of the Heart Failure Association of the European Society of Cardiology, so top flight stuff. This paper is accepted. It is peer reviewed. It's not yet published. We've got a preprint, a pre-release copy, because it's not a preprint because it is peer reviewed, and a fully accepted paper in an international peer-reviewed reputable journal. It's a prospective active surveillance study. So they started, they went forward, collected the data as they went on, and it's active surveillance. They were actually looking for things. In the past, what we've had is retrospective passive surveillance. So it's been passive in the past. People have only collected data as patients have come forward to complain about it. And it's been retrospective, looking back. This is a much better quality study all round, and has produced really quite worrying results, really. And this study was industry independent. It had nothing to do with the people that are making the money. This study was not carried out by the people that are making the money.
That's a good emphasis.
Independent. Instigated by the investigators themselves. So the aim, they want to look at the incidence and potential mechanism of oligosymptomatic. So oligo means few, oligosymptomatic. So oligosymptomatic myocardial injury is myocardial injury which has sometimes no symptoms or sometimes minimal symptoms. It's oligosymptomatic. But that doesn't mean to say there can't be quite severe consequences. In fact, just before we go on, I think I'll just tell you something about the potential severe consequences. Now, this is from the textbook of medicine that's been used for generations now. I just want to read something from this. In most patients, this is talking about myocarditis. In most patients, the disease is self-limiting and the immediate prognosis is excellent. However, death may occur due to ventricular arrhythmia or rapid progressive heart failure. Myocarditis has been reported as a cause of sudden and unexpected death in young athletes. And we could go on and read about longer term complications. Not my words, directly from David's Principles and Practice of Medicine. Anyway, let's get back to the study we're looking at today. This study from Switzerland, following COVID mRNA vaccine boosters. So this is following boosters. Now, they wanted to check on what was causing this and how often it was occurring. And it's also very important, a safety net for people that have been boosted. So what they did, if people had raised troponins at 3 days after the booster, they said, look, you've got raised troponins after 3 days, therefore let's get a repeat blood test. Therefore, let's get a 12-lead ECG or other cardiological investigations as the cardiologists deem fit. Take rest. Do not exercise. Because if you've got myocarditis and you just rest for a few days, good chance it'll just go away, get better. If you go running or training, there's a good chance, not a good chance, but there's a chance you can go into a ventricular fibrillation, into a full cardiac arrest. So the fact that these people were warned is so important. Probably not happening where you are, certainly not happening where I am. So this safety netting, screening and prevention of complications, research methods. So December 2021 to February 2022, hospital employees, so these are healthcare workers mostly, but hospital employees, scheduled to undergo booster vaccination. This is the Moderna. They were assessed for vaccine-associated myocardial injury, blood being taken 3 days after the vaccine. Defined as an acute dynamic increase in, so what they look for, high sensitivity, cardiac troponin concentration, that's what they're looking for. So we probably know this, but if we have cells here in the heart, so these would be cells in the heart, these cells that constitute the myocardium. Now, in these cells, there are troponins. So troponins are chemicals in these cells that are to do with the contraction of the myocardium. Now, if the cell is damaged or insulted in any way, if there's damage to the cell, then what happens is there's actually a breach in the integrity of the cell wall, and the troponins leak out. So if these troponins are found in higher concentrations in the blood, it indicates that myocardial cells have been damaged. Very, very simple cardiac marker. Testing, absolutely standard to look for troponins in all aspects of coronary care. So they're looking for those above age and sex, upper limits on day three, blood taken 48 to 96 hours after vaccination. And very importantly, there was no alternative course. So these patients were screened by proper doctors and scientists. If they had a reason why they might have increased troponins, like they just ran a marathon, that they would be excluded from the study. Other causes of raised troponins were excluded. This is a very thorough, well-conducted study. And I've already seen quite a bit of misinformation about this study already, but it is well-conducted. They did exclude other causes of raised troponins. 77 participants, median age 37, more women than men in a healthcare environment. So working age adults, a minimal risk from severe COVID, almost none. I mean, all these patients have been exposed many times to the healthcare workers, almost certainly. Now, 40 participants, 5.1%, had high sensitivity cardiac troponin concentrations on day three that were above the 99th percentile. Already that's high. So 5.1% is already high, showing much higher levels of troponin than you would expect. mRNA 1273 vaccine associated myocardial injury was adjudicated in 22 participants, 2.8%. Dear me. If someone said to me, look, you could have had this vaccine, as I did. But by the way, there's a 2.8% chance you'll have a vaccine-associated myocardial injury. I would have run a mile. I am furious at not being fully informed about this, and you should be too.
That's unbelievable.
Okay. Treated like mushrooms on this, and it's completely unacceptable.
Okay, well, in the interest of time, I think we need
One in 35 had myocardial damage from this vaccine, which is supposed to protect you and protect young people from a disease that almost never kills a lung person. Never.
Right.
It's insane.
I've looked into the death rates in Japan, because I was meeting with somebody who was from Japan, and you look at the death rates from 2020, actually in 2020, the first year of COVID, death rates went down not necessarily significantly, but they were down slightly. And the Japanese didn't claim to have a high number of deaths, especially that first year. You look at the excess deaths, deaths over the trend line, what you would have expected from the trend, and they are well over, just the past couple of years, they're well over 200,000 excess deaths, and they only claim to have about 70,000 COVID deaths. So that means about two-thirds of the excess deaths aren't COVID, and the Japanese probably, you know, I don't think they were exaggerating their deaths. I don't think they were underscoring them. They were probably trying to be relatively honest. And so the thing is,
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Aren't COVID, and the Japanese probably, you know, they I don't think they were exaggerating their deaths. I don't think they were underscoring them. They were probably trying to be relatively honest. And so the thing is, where do these deaths come from? And then when you look at, you can look at the death rate broken down.
Yeah, because you look at it for many, many years back, and you can look at all the different factors.
Yeah. So, and I did that. I did that. And I prepared a chart. I did that. But then I also looked at it broken down by age group. And it is amongst the younger ages who have very, very low mortality in the first place. But the mortality has really, but it has spiked. It's still a lot lower than the older ages, but it is, there's a, it's increased a lot more than it, than the older ages. Usually you're talking about, you know, 1 in 1,000 or something, very, very small numbers of young people who are dying. Well, now it's not quite so unusual. So if you have something to respond to about that, fine. Then otherwise, we could talk about how this, the COVID was used to not just fake the election, but then to fake the insurrection. You know, they kept people out of the Capitol because of COVID.
Yeah, and it was also used as a way to justify mail-in voting, which we know is not a secure way to vote, because mail can get lost. People can end up making fake ballots and mail them in, or they could collect them in certain ways, pay people to. It's just, you know, there's a reason why we go into a polling place and we produce an ID and we sign our name, and then the register or the person there that's correcting it, and the poll watchers are watching it. And then they look at the signature on record and they see if the signature is similar. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and
couldn't do that during COVID because they had to have social distancing. They couldn't see, they couldn't get close enough to do that function.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff on. One point I want to make sure I get in there. As for January 6th, you know, January 6th, 2017, when the election for Donald Trump was certified, you had anti-Trump demonstrators, not just on the Capitol grounds, not just inside the Capitol, but inside the House chambers where they're actually doing the counting. Why is that? Because it's common. Because demonstrators are allowed inside the Capitol. They're allowed inside these proceedings. I've watched proceedings before. I saw Edmund Muskie's confirmation hearing back in the 70s. And Joe Biden, the presiding officer in 2017, had the sergeant of arms remove the demonstrators when they were disrupting the proceedings. I don't think anybody went to jail for it. It was not a big deal. It's just not a big deal. But they weaponized this. They weaponized it so that people, normal people, couldn't go into the Capitol, but also so that half of the members of the House or Senate had to be off the floor when they were reviewing the objection. How are they going to do objections if
Donald Trump had no motive for this? I mean, they weren't going to take over the government. They wouldn't have let them take over the government. They even had a lot of other troops on standby. They had plenty of people they could have brought in to do that. They couldn't have held the government, that building, for more than a few hours. There was no arms by these people, apparently. I mean, there was no, you know, the only person that was shot to death was the woman who was shot by the Capitol policeman, who was also negligent.
That's right. Ashley Babbitt.
So, I mean,
hey, we only have about a minute left. I want to make sure you get use that minute to wrap it up the way you want to wrap it up. As for me, I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.